Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Newcastle have confirmed they will play in the Papa John's Trophy next season. It was used to be called the Chequered Trade Trophy when Newcastle first participated in 2018. It's not been too kind though to the Magpies as they struggled to qualify for the knockout stages after reaching the last 16 when they were beaten by Sunderland's senior side at the Stadium of Lice. The second string have failed to progress at the group segments. Chris Hogg and Peter Omich's side are now one of 16 Category 1 academies joining the 48 teams from League 1 and League 2 for next season. Into other news on the transfer front, and Newcastle are going to challenge Arsenal for Fulham defender Tosin Adebayo. Reports suggest he's available for a cut-price fee of around £10 million. Newcastle and Arsenal are both interested now after Fulham's relegation. Former Man City centre-back was impressive in the Premier League last season. Even though Fulham were relegated to the Championship, his aerial prowess has been called and compared to some of England's best defenders. He tallied the most clearances in the league with 193, and also recorded the fastest sprint time of any central defender. Scott Parker's desperate to keep him, but Steve Bruce believes he could really ramp up their defensive situation. Newcastle United journalist Lee Ryder has been speaking on the latest edition of the Everything is Black and White podcast about the latest takeover situation. The Newcastle ownership is set to endure another antagonising wait in the summer as the club awaits the verdict of the arbitration over issues experienced with the Premier League regarding the takeover. Speaking about the message coming out from Ashley's camp, Ryder said, all the confidence is coming from Mike Ashley's side of it. We never traditionally got loads of information from that side, but we are getting a bit now. Whether he's using it as a ploy to put up some pressure in the Premier League, we do not know. We'll just have to wait and see and wait until the whole situation pans out, he said. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.